What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Pooja Wants My Dick and Cumbucket Harris is Deathly Afraid of MGTOW. So there's this lady by the name of Janet Singh. She actually wrote a hit piece about me, MGTOW TV, Sandman, and TFM. Her entire article was about MGTOW TV. This is the first time ever I see an article that was actually dedicated to MGTOW TV, because normally people keep MGTOW TV out of the news because they don't want other men to learn about us and obviously go our way. Now, this article was brought to me yesterday by a viewer who was doing his own research, and he brought this article to me. So this is a picture of the bitch over here who, obviously, she's Indian. She's overweight, short, brown, and fugly. Her name is Janet Singh. Okay, look at her picture over here. I'm going to show you a couple of pictures of her. So this is a bitch over here who wants my dick. Look at her, guys. Look at her eyes. She has a Joker-like face. I think her eyes, something is wrong with her eyes, like one eye goes in one direction, the other one goes in another direction, I guess. So, this is a girl over here who wants my dick. She wants it bad, but it's like, baby girl, I know you heard about Yogi Obe's mom's treatment. You want your hair pulled, ass spanked, you know, your face in a pillow suffocating. But I'm sorry, you're just not my type, you know? Maybe, just maybe, Janet, if you got a major cosmetic surgery, like multiple ones of them, you lost 50 pounds, you bleached your skin, and Yogi Obe's mom was not available that night, maybe, just maybe, I'd still have to put a bag on your face and hit it from the back. But anyway, guys, let's get into the article that this bitch wrote about me. Again, her name is Jackie Singh, obviously Indian feminist. So, the title is FBI Reveals Buffalo Mass Shooter Influenced by Sandman. Who the hell is Sandman? Now, for those of you, before we even get into the article, this is a rather long article, and I enjoyed reading every minute of it because it made... Even though this article was written in May of 2002, like over 2 years ago, it's now more like the stuff I've been saying, the stuff the MGTOW community has been saying for even 2 years ago is now even more important than ever. Now, this bitch, Jackie Singh, apparently she worked with Biden. She was head of his security. She was a cybersecurity expert. She worked with the Biden administration. So obviously, and of course, you know, look over here. She faced discrimination, blah, 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 blah. You know, woe was me. It's all men's fault. So obviously, she is a deranged feminist. And I can't blame her, dudes, you know. Short, brown, and fugly. It's over for you. You guys remember when I was in Ukraine and I was at the gym? And I told you there was this Pooja, literally the half of the gym where she was at was empty because she stunk so bad. I would not be surprised if Janet over here stunk so bad that ain't no guy wants to have anything to do with her. So now that we physically know that she's a ugly, repulsive woman, you know, she's a deranged feminist, and that she works with Biden, now we can get into this article and we can see things from her perspective. So pretty much, I don't know, some dude, again, this is a long ass article, guys. I'm actually gonna link it for you. That way you all can read it on your own, okay? So apparently some guy in Buffalo murdered people and she's trying to say it was us. FBI reveals Buffalo mass shooter influenced by Sandman. Who the hell is Sandman? None of this. I read this whole article stuff. None of this stuff indicates that anything. It's like, maybe the guy was in his search history or something, or they had Sandman. Maybe it came out in his fucking, search engine results. You know how YouTube promotes different channels, you know? So, basically, she's trying... See? She's saying that Sandman counseled him on manufacturers of AR-15 and semantic semi-automatic rifles and their quality. All this stuff, guys, is pretty much hearsay. Again, as far as we know, this dude could have been guy in Buffalo. I don't even know his name. I don't think I even remember this guy, Buffalo mass shooting. I don't even think I even heard of it. So I think they're just trying to blame it on MGTOW Sandman and MGTOW TV. None of this stuff has any proof of anything. But I'm just going to scroll through this article, guys, just to show you how rapid this girl is. Again, they're trying to go after Sandman. Of course, they're going to talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a Zionist organization. Taking the red pill, MGTOW, short-term relationships. Blah, blah, blah. Again, you guys can read this on your own. Most of this is kind of like overview of MGTOW, but they're definitely trying to push us into right-wing, violent terrorists, shit like that. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, here they're trying to... This probably was an FBI thing going on. This probably was a terrorist attack. Again, guys, none of this happened on MGTOW TV because I tell you guys, right? I know, I've said this before. She actually quoted me in this video, okay? In this article. I told you guys, there's nothing more that Jews would love to do than have a terrorist attack, based on MGTOW TV to say, look, MGTOW TV is promoting terrorism. And I tell you guys, you know, if you guys see something, say something, you know, I am very vigilant to make sure we don't get people like that here on MGTOW TV because I know how the Jews operate, you know. This article is a hit piece simply trying to blame MGTOW TV and Sandman for something that had absolutely nothing to do with us. So she has a hard-on for Sandman apparently as well. MGTOW starter pack. Again, she's going after Sandman. Oh, that's Marilyn Monroe's face that Sandman has. Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool, I guess. I didn't know that. There she goes again. Once a hatred of woman is established, I don't hate woman. Saying I hate woman or anybody in MGTOW hates woman is like we saying we hate a freaking snake or a shark. A snake, a shark, a bear, they're gonna do what they're gonna do, whether we like it or not. You know, as long as they leave us in peace, you know, we're good. I mean, when was the last time a shark came walking onto the streets and punched me in the face? I don't know about you guys, but I never ever had a shark, you know, knock on my door and sucker punch me. So as long as, you know, sharks stay in their place, I stay in my place, we live happily ever after. This is why it's called MGTOW, guys. We're going away from evil woman. As long as they leave us a fucker alone, we good, baby. She's trying to say that this Ben guy is an adherent of MGTOW, which, again, incel ideologies, Elliot Rogers. I mean, she's mudslinging. Now she's going after TFM, Howard Dare, MGTOW's Freedom, which I think is Big John. This, again, you guys have to remember, this article is even is over 2 years old. You know, it's not new. Now she's doxing me, MGTOW TV, Google Play. Yeah, guess what, dudes? The state of Florida does a good job of doxing you. Like, for you guys to know, if you do any sort of interaction with the state of Florida, they post that shit on the internet. So they post your home address, they post your registration card, they post every single interaction between the government and you on the internet. So this bitch thinks she's like doxing me, but no, people know who I am, dude. It's like, it's no secret, you know? Fuck, I'm running for motherfucking president, ho. I don't care if people know where I live or my name or shit like that. It don't bother me. Who is bankrolling this man? Well, first of all, I'm hella smart, so I can roll my own shit. Secondly, I'm doing DoorDash, Uber. Well, that was back 2 years ago, you know. That was bankrolling me. Now it's kind of this food truck. Now she's highlighting some of the things. And look what she's saying, you know. What did I tell you guys? My parents own a masjid or a mosque. You know, we go by masjid because mosque means mosquitoes, and we will crush them like mosquitoes. That's why they call a masjid a mosque. So I told you my parents own a masjid, and the girl is like, "Oh, this what this guy is saying is not in coherence with Islam. It's kind of weird." Nah, bitch, it's very much incoherent with Islam. Not the feminist Islam, not the Islam that scumbags like Mufti Mink sell. And look, she's quoting me, guys. She's quoting some of my videos too. Man. Yep, Mufti Mink is a dirty Muslim. He's telling Muslim men to get married. It's like, really, bro? Really, bro? Get married? Okay, so she thinks that I'm Sandman. It's like, no. I actually met Sandman in person in Toronto, as you guys know. No. Sandman is not the guy behind MGTOW TV. Nope, Amr Metwali is not Sandman. At least she finally got that part, right? There is no proof of a connection between the two entities. You know, this bitch would have loved to finally get something right, but she didn't. So pretty much this entire article, which again, guys, I'm just going through it, highlighting some of the crazy stuff. This whole article is just her mudslinging, hoping something sticks, and trying to make herself look good to her Zionist masters so they can give her money and fame. And yeah, guys, people who have a verified badge on MGTOW are people who actually are active on MGTOW, you know. So channels that do not have a verified badge, it means that they are streaming here. Now, she has a problem with us cloning RT. You know, it's like, oh, look, it's fucking, Russian propaganda. Nah, bitch, we're just seeing things from another source. What's your goddamn problem? Now she's going after TFM. You know, but not that much. TFM is number one. Sandman is number two. Again, guys, this is from over 2 years ago. Now she's talking about me. Yeah, do not speak to fucking normies. They will rat you out. Guys, even though this was said over 2 years ago, it's now more real than ever. Now, look, the nutty and hateful video I've screenshotted. The Taliban, America's real heroes. Among many horrifically racist, misogynist, and flat-out insane things he says. The Taliban are America's real heroes. And she's actually gonna prove it for me later on. Yeah, don't fucking talk to normies. Yeah, 100% right. You know? When I told you guys, when women force you to wear a mask on a plane, it's because they're inferior, and that's the only way to exert power. And again, this is why, from an Islamic perspective, women do not have the right to be in any role of authority, okay? Yeah, COVID is a hoax, bitch. You all haven't found that out right now? Yeah, COVID is a hoax. He seems to lose control over his breathlessness. Yeah, bitch. It's simply because I did have COVID at the time and it doesn't fucking kill you. In fact, it actually made me lose weight, you know? Specifically in an aggrieved tone. Yeah, I was aggrieved. Because the motherfucking actor did rough me up. My fucking lower lip bled. And they wouldn't want to fucking compensate me, motherfucker. You know, look at that, guys. Look at that. That was back when I was overweight, you know. That was back when I weighed 253 pounds, man. Look how I looked. You know, that was back before I really looked maxed, you know. As you guys know, I face maxed. I had the, I've had the fat cheeks removed, you know. So, look at me, guys. This was back when I was overweight, you know. Now, I'm like 13 pounds slimmer. This was back when I was like 253 pounds. I'm a little bit under 240. I have to admit, guys, when I came back from Ukraine half a year ago, I was 225. But let's be honest, working on a food truck and not moving, you know, you're gonna gain weight, you know. Radicalization 101. The Taliban, America's real heroes. Now she's saying that some guy posted my video on some forum called Creepy Joe. Do what the Taliban did. Relax, take a chill pill, get the fuck out of the war zone. Yeah, 100%. Never talk to dipshit normies or retarded goyim. Yeah, 100%. Do not take the vaccine under any circumstance. Yep. Be in Eastern Europe with Orthodox Christians, 100%. Zionist states are heading over to Israel before shit hits the fan. That's true. They were doing that in two years ago. Now they're heading over to Ukraine. The Taliban came back bigger, stronger, better, superior than they were before the Americans invaded Afghanistan. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Why is this bitch saying example from a separate alt-right forum? What's this alt-right forum? I'm gonna look it up. Rabbit hole. Okay, well, that's not one of my websites, so I don't care about this. As far as we know, this could be run by fucking Mossad. Again, this is rabbit hole, guys. This has nothing to do with me or MGTOW TV. Anyways, let's go back, okay? There are so many video comments and quotes I could have highlighted for this article, but it was a real challenge to find the wildest ones. There is too much material and only so much anti-human hate a regular person can listen to. I certainly don't want to republish a list of the worst comments. Suffice to say that you would only make this type of commentary on a stage or a pulpit about people you want dead. That's the ultimate purpose of hate, to incite others to action. What do I tell you guys? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. I don't know what this fucking Pooja is talking about, dude. You know, it's not my fault you're short, brown, and fugly. Take that up with God. Laura Bates, that's also another rapid feminist, but she's white, but still, she's a fugly looking white woman, Laura Bates. Blah blah blah, blah blah blah, Reddit, brainwashed, blah blah blah, blah blah blah, alt-right, blah blah blah. Well, I have nothing to do with the alt-right, bitch. Again, guys, this is nothing more than her trying to mudsling shit on us, okay? Authorities should be asking pointed questions about how Mitwali earns a living, since he claims to have a deficit between running the site, viewer donations, and sponsorship ads. Yeah, it's called driving fucking Uber and DoorDash, bitch. Again, this was 2 years ago. TFM, Sandman, BitChute, MGTOW's content won't ever be hatred and conspiracy theories. Okay, yeah, I told you guys she was fucking nuts, and she calls me nuts. In fact, it was illuminating to find an article stating that researchers at Cornell, blah blah blah. Yeah, no, just some Zionist shells. That's great. Now she has a thing for turd slinging monkey, blah blah blah. Again, none of this stuff I care about. Blah blah blah. There we go. Deplatform, please. Amar Metwali and the as yet identified men known as Sandman and Third Flinging Monkey are lunatics who should be deplatformed before they can influence any more young men to take dark and destructive path in a nation where semi-automatic blah 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 blah. You know, these are the same people who, if you told them to shut the fuck up, they're gonna say, oh, you don't believe in freedom of speech, but yet they're more than happy to take away your freedom of speech. Blah 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 blah. Sandman, blah 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 blah. I call on the companies listed above, a MGTOW TV domain register named Sheep, not anymore. Their network provider, Cloudflare. We can get rid of Cloudflare in under 5 minutes. And any other associated organization to stop enabling domestic terrorism by providing services to these losers. Oh, dude. Domestic terrorism? You don't even have any proof of that. I can legit sue this fucking fugly bitch over here, but I know she's a broke as a joke, so I wouldn't even bother. Getting ahead of bad press. As I was writing this, Miss Dwali posted a video, Orlando Shooter Take 2. I speculate this because journalists have been contacting him. No, guys. See, this is where Pooja made a critical mistake, okay? Now, she says, I speculate that journalists have been contacting him for a comment. Guys, you need to understand, dudes, okay? The Jews hate MGTOW because if people found out about us, they're gonna go MGTOW. I even made a video. Guys, I made the video I released about Islam prophetizing MGTOW. I did that video before I even knew this article existed. Guys, MGTOW is the only solution to any intelligent, good man out there. There is no other solution for you other than going MGTOW, okay? So the Zionists, they don't want us to have any sort of exposure. This is why I never had a problem with the government. I never had anybody knocking on my door. I never had anybody sending me an email saying, hey, can we get a comment from you? They don't want people to learn about MGTOW, in particular MGTOW TV. Again, I can't advertise MGTOW TV on Google. If you type MGTOW in the Google, we don't even show up. MGTOW TV doesn't show up. See, what fucking Pooja here did is that she wanted to score brownie points from the Zionists by coming after us, but the Zionists are like, baby girl, we don't want people to learn about MGTOW because we are not controlled opposition, we're not useful idiots. So the Jews are like, well, if we cannot use them or abuse them, then we just have to, like, make sure that nobody knows about them. What have I been telling you for the past couple of years? The Jews shine a light on you if you are either controlled opposition or you are useful idiots. We at the MGTOW community are none of the above. All these terrorist attacks, they're all false flag operations. I guarantee you there's a dirty, dirty Jew behind it all. Yep. 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 Dudes. Guys, looking at my work from 2 years ago, I'm 100% right. It's like, wow, I'm more truthful now than back then simply because I just knew what was going on, you know? Everything I've been saying has come true, dudes. Yeah, the US government is preparing to enslave people, put them in concentration camps, duh. We all know that by now, duh, duh. There's nothing more, this is what I said apparently according to her. There's nothing more the Zionists would love than to come on to MGTOW TV, create a false account and say, oh, I'm gonna go out and kill you and shit like that. Guys, MGTOW TV has been operating for 3 years. Yeah, that's what I told you guys, you know. We never ever had anybody say we're gonna go out and fucking kill people on MGTOW TV, you know. We don't put up with that shit simply because that's not our message. Our message is go away, wait for the collapse when Western civilization gets destroyed by God, and then in the aftermath, we'll come back. Anyway, guys, I got a customer. Talk to you later. Peace!